Welcome to History Through Film. My God, it's been a year. Has it been a year? Oh my gosh, it's been a year. Why has it been a year? I don't know why it's been a year, but it has been a year. It's 9:27 on the PM. Hey, by the way, if you're hearing this for the first time, it's because you're tuned in to this podcast that you have learned to love. What's that sound? That's a G&T. That's a gin and tonic. I'll be feeling that tomorrow. But hey, a couple of things to point out. First of all, it's History Through Film, the podcast. But I got to tell you, this has nothing to do with school anymore. This is my own personal thing. I'm done with that. And it's nothing personal, but you know what? I created the class, and I own the material, and I do the work. So that's why this is now uncensored. I'm still going to have the same guest. It doesn't matter. If anyone's brave enough to come on here, that's fine. But I got to tell you, it's all my material. My gosh, it's been a long time, but so much stuff has broken today as far as like news. I'm sitting here on Twitter and tweeting and Twitter and shitter and chat and all that stuff, whatever it is. But all the reviews are coming in for a few films, one of them being, It Chapter 2. And I'm hearing great things. That's promising because I loved It, the first one. And I'm hearing that the second one is just about as good. And Bill Hader is stealing the show. That's what all the reviews are saying. And that's always great because he's such a funny guy, but he's also a great dramatic actor. If you've seen him in some of his other things, his show that's on that one channel. But also, we've got Rambo coming out. Rambo Lost Blood. Have you heard of that? I'm looking forward to that totally. Cannot wait for that. Matrix 4 is coming out. My God, Matrix 4. Well, we'll have to see. I don't know. I just came back from Ready or Not. What a fantastic film that was. It was a little gory, but at the same time, it was a great time. And I got to say that last weekend, I saw Good Boys. Good Boys was hilarious. It's not just the foul mouth talking kids that you might have seen in the previews. There's actually a sweet story involved there about friendship and friendship as kids. It's a great movie. And probably the most disturbing news of the day, well, it may not be, but I don't know. But, you know, Spider-Man has now moved on to Sony exclusively. That means that Kevin Feige and Marvel, they kind of dropped negotiations. And who knows what's going to happen with that, but my gosh, you got two great Spider-Man films, and of course, Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe in Endgame, and of course, in Captain America, all that. But so, what's going to happen to Spider-Man? I don't know. Who knows? I mean, but let's talk about some stuff. I mean, here I am. I'm back. Wow. Another year at school. It's been a year since I talked to you. There's a lot of things that have been happening since the last time that I've had a podcast. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Okay. I loved the trailer. I got to tell you, I'm a little anxious and I'm a little apprehensive on how they're going to end this 9-film trilogy. Currently in my Intro to History Through Film class, I'm watching Star Wars again for the 100,000th time. I cannot fall out of love with that film. And so I'm a little apprehensive of what they're going to do with Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Now, seeing the preview with the Emperor laughing and cackling at the end, that brings me hope. And the reason why it does is because that is the core of the whole movie. Skywalker and the Emperor Palpatine. He's been there from the beginning. and so has the Skywalker family, so we'll see what happens. Other than that, I mean, it's been a very interesting movie year. First of all, another thing that's broke, or I should say another story that's broke, is the title for the new James Bond film, No Time to Die. I love it. I love it. No Time to Die. Let's just be honest. This is probably Daniel Craig's last film. And the title alone says No Time to Die. He's dead. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Daniel Craig's going to bite it. And they are going to introduce a new James Bond. That's just what's going to happen. Deal with it. And let's move on. He had a great run. In fact, I would say he's had a fantastic run as one of the, if not the best, James Bonds. But he's done. It's time to move on. Who do I think it's going to be? Well, rumor has it it's going to be a female Bond. That's fine. Whatever it takes to make something fresh, unique, doesn't really matter to me. Don't care. But, I mean, I care about the franchise, but if they're going to try something new, try it. I mean, hey, if it doesn't work, go back to the old thing. We already know that a lot of things haven't exactly worked, and what do? They just go back to the original. Hello, new Ghostbusters coming out next summer. So that's the latest James Bond news that's been going on. I can't wait to see the first trailer for that. Another movie that's caught my eye is the new, I should say, Stephen King film with Ewan McGregor, and it is the sequel, I guess, to The Shining. That's Dr. Sleep. If you haven't seen that trailer, you need to check that out because that is pretty awesome. I'm not familiar with the book itself, but I am familiar with the story when it came out. I remember hearing about it, and it looks like a totally different film that actually relies on some elements of The Shining, whether it's the book or the movie. Remember, Stephen King was not a fan of Shining, the Stanley Kubrick version, but it looks like this movie is going to do a nice balance between the two, the book and possibly Stanley Kubrick's film. So that's also looking very promising. Okay, but going back to that James Bond film, I think that's pretty interesting. The title, No Time to Die. Well, I think it's time that James Bond is going to die. And I hate to say that, but Daniel Craig is probably done. We all know that after this film. I don't know who their next choice is going to be. I've heard rumors that it could be a female James Bond. I'm fine with that as long as it fits the story and I guess it works. So, yeah, we'll just wait and see. But, you know, it's going to be epic. I tell you, Daniel Craig's James Bond has been one of the best. I know that not all the films are maybe as great as some people want them to be, but I think as a whole, they're fantastic. Even Quantum of Solace, it's not a great film, but it fits kind of that trilogy that they created with, you know, Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, and then Skyfall and all that. And Spectre was not a bad film at all. I thought it was pretty interesting. In fact, they're talking about how some of the characters are coming back for this new one, including Blofeld, who may be an actual ally of James Bond in this film. That's interesting. That's a great take. But, you know, it's they're timeless, so it doesn't matter. Whatever they do with these films, it's going to work, and I think that's probably, probably Daniel Craig's last one, but we'll see. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, the Marvel films. We're now, like, in phase four of the Marvel films. We had Spider-Man Far From Home. Thought it was a great film. Thought it was very funny. I just, you know, the Spider-Man is just what we have with that character is perfect. Going back to Endgame, totally took me off guard the way that film went. You know, a funny personal story. I don't mind sharing this because I don't care, but maybe it's the gin and tonic in me. But, you know, I saw that movie for the first time and it kind of blew me away. Just the epic grand scale of it. I saw it the second time in the theater and spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the film, Tony Stark, we know, dies in the end. And something about that film really hit home. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but, you know, when he was dying in the film and his wife Pepper was, you know, telling him that it was okay and everything was okay and everything's going to be okay, man, that was, that's something that I witnessed with my dad's death. I know that sounds weird. I know that sounds kind of like out of place and out of character, but the fact of it is that those were some of the last words that my mom and I think my sister were saying to him as he was dying in his bedroom, is everything's going to be okay. I left that film weeping and like a blubbering idiot in my car. I think I sat there for 20 minutes. I don't know what it was. It was, you know, I spent the last 10 years or more watching those Marvel films, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but as a kid, I grew up on those comic books. I read those comic books. The fact that I was an adult going to see those Marvel films kind of displayed on film was something I've always treasured. I always waited for those comic books to unfurl on screen. And when I had a chance to actually live through about 24 of those movies and then see Endgame, it was just awesome. I mean, it's just a great feeling to be able to see those movies because as a kid, like I said, I grew up on comic books. I read those comic books with Thor and Iron Man. And believe it or not, Iron Man and Thor were some of my favorite heroes. And Captain America is just the bomb. He always has been. But when Endgame came out in that final scene, it was just weird. Maybe it was the two IPAs I had. I don't know. But anyways, it just kind of hit home. That last scene kind of reminded me of my dad. Yeah, he's a hero. So, well, you know, what's the difference? Okay, anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. This is a short episode. There's not much to it, but I will say that I'm so much looking forward to this year at school. Here's the thing. With my class, we're going balls out, and these kids haven't seen a lot of films that really need to be watched. And when I'm talking about Easy Rider and The Graduate, and I'm talking about like films that have to do with the 70s, Rocky and Halloween, and maybe even The Godfather, Apocalypse Now. You know, these wimpy kids that grow up on these nice, fun films that, you know, are entertaining. But I love the Step Brothers as much as anybody. But how about some real cinema? How about some gritty cinema? They need to see it. They need to be exposed to it. And they need to know that back in the day, these films were influenced by what was happening at the time in history. And that's what this class is all about. This is going to be a short episode. I'm rambling. I've got another G&T in me, but we'll see what happens. But hey, I wanted to catch up and say, hi, how you doing? I'm back. And this is History Through Film. Frickin' deal with it.